The Dontre Hamilton case is back in the news, even though it's been 3 years since he passed away. A Milwaukee police officer shot Hamilton in Red Arrow Park downtown after the mentally ill man struggled with the officer. Common Council members are considering a settlement with the family and on Monday advanced a figure of just over $2 million. Yet as WUWM's Annalise Hensel reports, Hamilton's death continues reverberating in other ways in the community.
Monday's vote was quick. A Common Council committee took the first steps toward approving a $2.3 million settlement with the family of Dontre Hamilton.
Alderman Johnson moves for approval. Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, so ordered.
Yet Hamilton's family members have also become outspoken in matters related to police use of force. For instance, Dontre's mother, Maria, has organized marches seeking answers for families such as hers who have lost loved ones in police shootings.
We want our leaders to acknowledge our pain and our hurt.
Also at the top of the family's list, according to its attorney, Jonathan Safran, has been improving police relations with people like Dontre who suffer from mental illness. The police department fired the officer involved, Christopher Manny, for not following proper procedures. The pat-down he initiated led to the struggle with Hamilton and the fatal shooting.
The family and we as their attorneys certainly wanted to make sure that one of the elements of this case was the fact that the officer involved, Christopher Manny, had not been trained to receive what's called CIT, or critical incident team training.
Safran says Manny's interaction with Dontre Hamilton could have turned out differently had Manny undergone CIT training.
That is the type of training that has been identified and is used around the country to make sure that officers have the ability to comprehend and determine if individuals might be suffering from a mental illness or are in a mental health crisis.
Today, the Milwaukee Police Department trains all of its officers in CIT for 40 hours. Last fall, WUWM observed a session. Trainer Chad Stiles described how to use a less threatening manner to approach someone in crisis. He told officers they may need to speak in a softer, friendly manner and be careful not to invade the person's personal space. But Stiles added, officers can remove the kid gloves if feeling threatened.
So if the situation dictates that you have reasonable suspicion to pat down because you believe there's a threat to your safety or themselves or somebody else, then legally you can do that.
There's research that shows that officers that go through CIT training are less likely to be injured in these interactions with people in crisis.
The training gets a nod of approval from Laura Usher of the National Alliance on Mental Illness. It pushes law enforcement to adopt the approach.
Officers who go through CIT training are more likely to use less force. They are more likely to take someone to the hospital for care rather than take them to jail.
Now, the Milwaukee Police Department is the largest in the country to have all its officers receive the training, according to the attorney for Dontre Hamilton's family. Yet the attorney says the family still wants to see the Milwaukee Police Department make additional changes. The family backs the problem-oriented policing model. It seeks to find solutions to issues that contribute to criminal activity. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.